Blog Talk Radio.
I'm the Boogeyman, and I'm coming to get you.
Welcome to House of Metal, presented by Juggalo Rider Radio with your host, Tavi, co-host, Ghetto G, the co-host, second killer. We got Ghetto with us right the fuck now. What's going on, Ghetto?
And you ask, was it the Boogeyman?
Nah, it was just Big Hoodoo.
Yeah, who would have thought psychopathic would need the Boogeyman to save their careers?
Yeah, I know, right?
But we'll see how well he does after his first CD drops.
Yeah. By the way, we're at 20 votes now for Dark Lotus.
Oh, yeah? Who stumbled into this now?
Let's see. Some dude up on the like page. I mean, we had one person there who said, you know, you can't choose or some crap.
Yeah, I think that confused everybody. Like, what do you mean you can't choose? Just pick one. Either way, if you don't hear it Thursday, you'll hear it Friday.
Exactly. That's what I said.
It's not like you're not going to hear something.
Yeah, Jana, I don't know if I'm pronouncing your name, but it says you can't choose just one. Well, you got to pick one for Thursday.
Well, how about we choose for you, and you choose Lotus?
Yeah, that works. There you go, 21 for Lotus.
I'm surprised we have that many people.
I know. And I'm surprised Saturday when I wasn't here, Chris wanted to play through the metal. He goes with ICP.
Well, he was like, I'm going to start playing these metal tracks. Let's go into ICP Echo side.
Yeah, Chris,
hey,
what the fuck was your mind?
So I playing House of Metal track.
Chris, ICP wasn't under fucking House of Metal.
I went with all the tracks that were HOM tracks.
Echo side, under ICP, not HOM. So you went way past the HOM side. You went to the ICP side.
Oh, Chris.
So last I checked, I didn't put Echo side under House of Metal. Oh, Chris, are you sure you were in the House of Metal when you played Equicide?
I'm pretty sure. I'm trying to check it again. But maybe you guys wrong.
Go try to find it again.
Yeah, Chris, I'm looking at it right now. ICP, Equicide. Nowhere in it does it say HOM.
Who knows what was going through his mind that day?
Chris trying to take the House Metal track. How does that work?
Yeah.
You know, just for kicks, Chris, who do you vote for?
I say Dark Lotus.
Uh-oh.
Hey, 22 for Lotus now.
Jeez. And they were trailing just yesterday.
Yeah. And now they're ahead. So I guess Boone's gonna try Gunsmokers now. He'll hope he realizes he still get the Riders Night Friday.
What the hell did you just say?
Said Boone.
I said Boone's gonna try and Gunsmoker.
Is that who that person was?
Yes.
I would have had no idea.
But I don't think he read the whole status. The whole way through. Otherwise, he would notice.
Well, I mean, that people weren't caring at first, so you kind of have to trick people. So you just throw up some names, and if they answer, they answer. Or you just,
yeah.
You know, because you posted that long ass thing, and then nobody said anything.
I'll try it your way. I'll go with some names.
Or make something up that's clever. You know, you gotta trick these dumbasses.
Apparently.
otherwise you're not gonna get any votes.
I say we get things kicked off here with House of Metal. even though we kick things off with the boogeyman, he's coming to get Chris.
He already got Chris.
Yeah, this is true. And now Chris chokes on fucking worms.
Havoc, I don't see what you do in your free time.
Holy shit, he responded to something.
I know, right? That was a shocker right there.
Yeah, because I don't do what Havoc does in his free time.
Well,
everybody choking on worms, which is just really gay.
Then don't choke on them. Fucking just fucking eat them then. Don't fucking choke on them.
Well, that doesn't help. So, Sarah Lorraine, George, I'm going to just choose for you. I'm going to say Lotus.
There's another person that can't decide.
Yeah, she said both.
Well, you know, the people would have said both. I gave a vote to each side.
Okay, so then, either way, Lotus is still in the lead.
Because that way, you know, you don't have to, you know, argue with them.
Yeah, I don't feel like arguing with anybody. I ended up arguing with my fucking four-year-old little cousin because he didn't fucking listen to the shit.
Your four-year-old cousin, really?
And you probably lost the argument, too.
Oh, I actually won. I picked him up and I locked him in the closet.
What? That's abuse.
And this is why Havoc doesn't babysit.
Exactly. Because he was losing the argument, so he locked him in the closet.
Hey, you know what? His mother didn't have a problem. He locked him in the closet.
Well, I mean, I did know this dude one time where he told us stories about when he was little, how his sister used to have parties in his house, and they used to lock him in a suitcase and put him in the bathtub.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah. I was like, what the fuck?
So we got three more votes for Riders and another vote for... Well, yeah, we got three votes for Riders, two more votes for Lotus, of course, since we had another person that said both.
See that, man? You got to trick people, man. You
know? Well... It's time to become Iron Man.
another vote for Riders.
Or, you know, if I was, you know, or if I really wanted to be clever, yeah, I could ask, you know, what people most look forward to hearing to new Lotus or new Riders.
I'm sure as all hell we would have gotten a shitload of fucking Lotus.
Well, no, if only that was true.
Yeah, it's just true, but hey, like you said, you know, you gotta trick people sometimes. What's
well,
the best
you
way
know,
to...
if you say some shit like, yeah, man, somebody's gonna question you, no doubt.
That's true.
You just can't make up things without Juggalo saying something.
Fine, we'll have Chris do it.
Man, people are confused. They think he's a Juggalo. That's why he has so many Juggalos on his page.
Yeah, I noticed. Maybe Chris should let him know that he's not a Juggalo. See how many people, you know, remove him as a friend.
Well, that's not very nice, Havoc.
Well, I'm going to say it, come on, but like, you know, like, every time we post something about Juggalo Radio or post the fucking JR like page, we lose somebody.
Yeah, when you guys post.
But yeah, when Chris posts them, he gets a new Juggalo every day of adding him.
Yeah, what the fuck is that?
I mean, come on, we're Juggalos. We lose Juggalos. He is not a Juggalo. He gains them.
Man, that's a hate crime.
It really is.
Tired of Juggalo on Juggalo violence.
Yeah. Respect non-Juggalo. Down to the source.
Down to the what?
The source.
Down to
the
source.
Apparently, Harry admitted he has swords.
God damn it, we're not talking about Ninja Turtles again, are we?
Hey, like I said, that's the only time bestiality seems right.
What the fuck?
Well, yeah, I mean, if females decide to paint themselves green and, you know, be naked and look like Ninja Turtles, that's fine.
Exactly.
As where, if you're saying that about actual turtles, that would just be weird.
Very weird. That having is a
turtle.
Hell no,
I hate that about them.
What you just said.
Apparently, Chris has not seen the picture yet at all.
No, but he saw HVD.
Hell yeah. Have it, man. Damn.
Yeah.
It'd be funny if he tried the bandana or he tried to hit himself in the head.
That's my new character in WWE 13.
Have it, Van Damme. Oh, but...
Yeah, he missed the 5-star frog splash about 3 times.
Sounds like the real Havoc.
Yeah, sounds about right.
You know what, Chris? At least I don't miss moonsaults off the fucking top rope and hit the fucking ground. Or put yourself to a table.
Do you know if... That was really the rules, like they say on the game, how if you go through the table, it doesn't count if you do it yourself. But
exactly, it doesn't.
But on WWE, man, fucking Big Show stepped through a table and it broke or whatever the fuck, and he was eliminated.
And he lost.
trying to figure out how the fuck that works.
So I'm thinking they should make that a rule for the fucking game. If you put yourself to a table, you lose.
It is. No, it's that is the rules in the game.
Yeah. Just like
but
I said.
But in the actual match, it counted if you put yourself to the table.
Yeah, I know. As I was saying, you know, they should make it count in, like, inside the game, too, because,
Well, then again, I mean, I do kind of hit tables, you know, from time to time. So, I mean, then I'd be out.
Everybody does.
Like earlier, I ran through a table.
Well, no Casper.
What?
I think he said something about Casper.
What about Casper?
Well, you just said you ran through a table, so you're pulling your Casper.
No, Casper's a ghost. I went through the table. literally through the table.
Yeah, but think about it. You know, if Casper has
to be in range. As where a ghost can just go right through it. Pass through it.
Woo! I got fucking 29 more points.
Oh, yeah? What did you watch?
Figure It Out, Ghost Rider in Spanish.
Ghost Rider in Spanish.
Exactly. I don't understand a damn word they're saying.
Speaking of foreign languages, I went to the store over here, man. They're talking in a foreign language. I don't know what the fuck he's saying, but he's on the phone and shit. And I swear he said something about a nigga. But I could be wrong. Poo-poo ninjas, are you?
I don't know what the fuck is dying on the phone.
No, it's some butler.
Some butler?
Yep.
What? Why do you have a butler?
Nobody has a clue what the fuck he's doing.
No, I went to Encore because I'm trying to find Dracula 2000 so that way I can fucking check in and get points for watching that.
Man, ain't nobody got time for Encore. There's never any fucking movies on there to watch. I don't want to watch them old-ass fucking movies.
And they got Dracula 2000 on. No, coming on.
Yeah, that you've seen like a million times.
Yeah, but right now I'm only watching it just so I get points.
See, this is the problem with apps. People become addicted.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Chris, you can't stay shit since, you know, you got addicted to what? Candy Crush?
Oh, no, not
I'm
you.
I'm not using it.
Oh, no. He got the worst.
Because I play it once in a while doesn't mean I'm addicted to it.
My mom's addicted to that shit.
Man, my cousin, my four-year-old cousin, and my cousin's mom's addicted to that shit.
Yeah. My sisters play that shit. I don't even fucking play one application at all.
I mean, hey, if I could, you know, use this to get points for it, I might as well go for it.
The things the telephones make you do. My mama said cell phones are for the devil. songs over the death.
Well, they brought back Digimon, too, by the way.
And ain't nobody got time for that.
It's on Nickelodeon.
Digimon. Generic version of Pokemon.
Yeah, pretty much.
You gotta be a real nerd to be into that.
I mean, I used to be into it, but now I'm just gonna, I don't know if it's an app for points, I'm just gonna watch it. I'm just gonna use it for points and just stop watching it.
So if you were to watch porn, does that count?
Probably.
I think wishes.
Actually, let me see. I think one of the channels that they give you is actually the Playboy channel. What is that?
Do you have the Playboy channel?
Nope.
If you had the Playboy channel, would we even be hearing them talk at all during the show?
Yeah.
Probably not.
He's a sick bastard like that.
He'd probably be describing every scene.
Yeah, right. He can't use his imagination like that to tell us.
He doesn't have a very good scripted word. You're right, Ghetto.
So that would be very dull.
It would.
Hey, look, Kubla.
Yeah, it's starting a new season on Sunday.
Yep.
Yeah, this past Sunday, everything fucking started, man. This new season started. The pay-per-view was on. It was fucking Father's Day.
But I say we go into another metal track.
Can we play one that isn't, like, 7 minutes long?
Yes, we'll go to Butcher Baby. Axe Wound.
Ah! Thunder, you had another vote for Lotus.
And gave another vote for Havoc taking a piss during his song and flushing a toilet.
Yeah. Press 1 if you want to hear Havoc taking a piss.
Press 2 if you want to hear him flushing the toilet.
Press 3 if you want Lotus. Press 4 if you want Riders.
Press 5 if you're absolutely confused and have no idea what's going on.
Press 6 for all the above.
Press part 6.
Did you say let's press 6?
He said press 6.
I'm going
to
press
twice for extra emphasis, I guess.
Did it work?
What did you press?
6.
I pressed 7. I don't give a fuck.
I'm sorry, your call can be not completely just dialed. Please hang up and try again.
Okay.
I'm sorry, the person you're trying to reach is dead.
Yeah.
I wish phones really said that.
That would be awesome.
Like, that would be a good way to know if somebody died that you didn't know died.
Yeah, I agree.
No, we just get voicemails.
Pretty much.
Or you get the voicemails that aren't even set up. I'm sorry, the person trying to reach has not set up a voicemail box.
I hate those kind of people who never set it up. It's like, you're a fucking asshole, set that shit up.
It's like, clearly somebody's going to call you and you're going to message her. You're going to need a fucking voicemail set up. So get on that shit.
Exactly. Sent to you by your friendly asshole that juggle right radio.
Yeah. Get real tired of your shit. Wake the fuck up.
I'm awake.
You're falling victim.
Yawn that long and you're awake?
You're falling victim to your own fail, Havoc. I'm going to post a picture saying waking up the dead for your House of Metal night and you're falling asleep.
I'm awake.
Because Fandango yawned that long.
Fandangoing. What the fuck is this?
I don't know, some dude who wants me to add him on fucking reverb.
Man, we can't fucking hear that shit through the phone.
Exactly. Instead of actually you put it on the soundboard and play it so we can hear it.
It sounded like this.
Yeah, good luck with that one, Chris. You can't put it on the soundboard. It's not up for download.
We'll find a way.
Chris, there is no way to download it. Fool, it's on Reverb.
Speaking of Reverb, remember when you said Ghetto T was my twin?
Yep.
That person became my friend on Reverb. I was like, well, that was random.
I wonder if Chris realizes. If a track is not set to be downloaded, you can't download it.
Havoc realizes there are tons of loopholes to gain track.
Not on Reverb there isn't, Chris.
I'm sure you can find some.
Man, Reverb won't even allow me to upload a fucking song. They straight up block me or some shit.
Okay, but Chris, none of the tracks are for download.
The only way I'd be able to get a hold of the tracks was if I was to contact the artist and ask them to send them to me personally. Other than that, you can't get any tracks off of Reverb.
Well, unless he's on YouTube.
Not that I'm seeing. But let me check and see what I can do about finding him. Name is Moni Goody.
Excuse
me? Moni Goody.
Devin?
And he is not on YouTube.
Did anything even come up for that name?
Yeah, Outkast with CeeLo Burnt, with CeeLo Green. New Jewels by Jai Goody. D Hill, opening act for Irk the Jerk Agenda.
What the fuck?
I do not want to take English class with Havoc as a teacher.
Chris Wheeler, that's the name of the fucking person, right?
I did, but yes, if you were given English class to a foreign language motherfucker, they would not understand a damn word you're saying.
Chris, Irk the Jerk, that's the name of the person. How hard is it to understand that name?
Play that funky music, white boy.
Saving the day.
What?
What the fuck is this dude laughing at?
You tell me.
I wonder, but I don't even want to ask. I think he saw his face and he's laughing at it.
It's a possibility.
It probably is. He keeps himself very easily entertained.
Yo, I'm about to find out why I'm laughing as soon as this track is uploaded to the soundboard. I'm sure Ghetto Jesus might remember it.
I sure hope not.
I hope not, too.
Do we really gotta press refresh?
Okay, sounds like an idiot right now.
Right now?
Yeah.
Well, more than right now, but we'll just stay right now just to be nice for once.
Well, it's not really being nice, but alrighty then.
Alright, the Ace Ventura.
Pet Detective.
Go find your monkey.
Excuse me, sir. Your butt crack is showing. Bumblebee tuna.
Just about uploaded. I mean, I'm sure Ghetto G, you will remember this, because I was actually talking about this like earlier.
Yeah, no.
Chris, on the other hand, he probably won't remember it because of the fact, you know, he probably never saw it as a kid. There we go. Man, do you remember that track right there?
I have no idea what that was.
Saban, okay, do you remember when the Ghostbusters were going to phase off of Gozer?
No.
In the movie, in the Ghostbusters movie, when they were going to phase off of that god type ghost that, they're trying to go up against.
Man, it has been forever since I watched Ghostbusters.
Well, that's actually one of the tracks from one of the themes, actually.
Come on, man, you want me to know soundtracks. Get the fuck out of here.
And how is that under House of Metal?
It's not under House of Metal, fool.
Oh,
well, so it's House of Metal, as you said.
Chris, it's not labeled under House of Metal.
No, he wants you to play metal tracks, but that wasn't
it's
a metal track.
It's House of Metal, and that definitely is not a metal track.
Yeah, but Chris has to realize metal could also mean rock as well.
I know that, but that definitely is not under rock, really, either.
Actually, yes. That's the correct. Yes, it is.
I guess everyone's open to their own interpretations.
No, Chris, is actually by an 80s rock band.
Oh.
Well, it definitely didn't sound like hard rock, which is more or less metal style, so I'll just go with that.
Chris, it doesn't have to be hard rock, fool. Rock is rock, and yeah, it still falls under it's metal.
Well, usually when you put an ICP CD in media player, usually labels it under metal.
Which is fucking weird. Because we all know it's not metal.
No
or
shit.
Or rock.
Tell the computer that.
Man, I try telling my CD that all the time. I fucking sit there yelling at it. Say, it's not fucking... If it's something on the metal like ICP or fucking, for some odd reason, fucking, I put like a fucking Snoop Dogg CD in my computer and for some reason it's labeled under metal.
So you yell at an inanimate object. How does that go for you?
Chris, we all do it, fool. Chris, I'm pretty sure you yell at your computer or TV every once in a while.
No, not Chris.
Yeah, because he's supposed to be a saint.
He's supposed to be a saint.
A faggot-looking saint, but apparently a saint anyways.
Well, you know, that's pretty much what saints are.
Yeah. But,
relax over there with your big gulp.
But I suggest y'all go to Dunkin' Donuts one of these days and pick up that new hot chocolate culotta.
Nah.
That's actually pretty good. But since Chris wants, as he wants metal, we'll go into some actual metal here for just Chris. And we're gonna go with. Well, since Chris, since Gil hates stuff that's like 5 minutes long for some odd reason.
Man, play whatever the fuck you want. Shut up.
He just told you to shut that up. Nice.
Anything. Press play.
City authorities in your area have reported that the bodies of the dead are rising from their graves and attacking the living.
And we're back.
I'm Brian. From history class.
Damn you, Havoc. I blame you for Becky G being on my TV.
Why Becky G on your TV? What's fine?
Because her video came on MTV Hits.
Hell yeah, about damn time that she's gonna bomb MTV.
That damn Becky from the Block song. Although at the end of that damn video, the syncing up of the lips moving and the music playing wasn't together.
Oh, she loves singing her own songs. Nice.
That's what they do in music videos. But I'm just saying
it would be better at that. It should actually sing the fucking song.
I'm just saying it was noticeable. And then, of course, they had Jennifer Lopez in it, too.
Yep. I think MTV Jam should be blown the fuck up.
Why?
Because they got Lil Wayne up on there right now.
Yeah, what the hell is going on with that bullshit anyway? What the fuck happened with that shit? Something about him, quote, stomping on the American flag.
I don't even know.
I don't know, somebody tried to, like, defend that or something. Something like, he was in the middle of his, well, first off, he can't dance. he was in the middle of his dance or some shit, and then it just so happened to fall under his feet.
Oh, yeah. That was very intentional.
Yeah, because the flag just so happened to fall underneath his feet.
I call it bullshit.
I don't know, but somebody found that picture and they posted it online, you know, just to start some shit.
Bad. People are retarded.
Well, that's for sure.
Hey, come on, how's a flag just, you know, magically fall underneath your feet?
Come on, man, you know shit falls, all right? Damn.
Yeah, well, shit falls, but doesn't mean, you know, you have to start stomping on it.
Like I said, I don't know what happened.
And I don't really care either.
Yeah, and I don't care.
No quotes on MTV Jam.
Turn that shit off.
Looks like Lloyd Banks.
That's not Lloyd Banks.
Oh, yeah, it looks like him. I don't exactly know who the fuck it is.
It's a nobody.
Hey, I'll tell you once it's over.
I think you're gonna watch that whole thing.
I feel bad for him.
Yeah. On mute.
Man, if I see some if I see some stupid shit going on under there, whatever, man, I'm gonna sit there and watch that whole thing, because, you know. Chances are that video is going to be terrible and the song is fucking worse.
Oh yeah, the video is definitely terrible. I mean, but the fucking chicks look good in it though.
So how about Iggy Azalea put out a new song and the chorus is very annoying.
mainly for the fact that
I hate that black people always say work now.
Wow.
All they do is go work, 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 work. Really? Shut the fuck up. Although, man, that girl got a real fat ass, though, man, but she ain't got no tits at all. Like, at all.
Yeah, well, it's funny how, you know, black people say work in it, but yet she's not even black.
I'm just saying, you know, she's in the rap game and on T.I.'s label and shit.
Yeah.
So now they're going to try to change her, I guess.
But it is dope to have, that, you know, have a fucking female artist from fucking Australia, though, up in the game, though.
Well, if they were to sign anybody, that was definitely a good find.
Hell yeah.
Because as soon as I found her or whatever, then, like, not too long after that, she was signed with T.I. and shit.
But I do think, yo, I think she, it's not a product to do a track together.
Yeah, that'd be interesting. Well, Snow the Product stole her beat and rapped on it. Does that count?
Okay, I think the artist is apparently called Problem, or like what? It's featuring some dude named Bad Luck.
Did you say the person's name is called like what?
Yes.
Sent us a track, that Philly E dude, or whatever the fuck his name is.
Yeah, I saw that featuring Arthur Kill.
It's not that bad of a track. I mean, you could go ahead and play it.
Yeah, we can do it. There we go. This is Philly EC featuring Arthur Kill, Gore Love.
watch this. I'm a pervert, pervert, you witnesses. Now condemn your white picket fence. Leave a bloody fingerprints on your family pictures. I got no conscience. My only interest is about the sex and your caucus.
Violence excites me, your blood so red. Torture unites me, I need it.
That was a short try.
He's posing, bud.
The fuck are you listening to?
Well, I was listening to Kelly Rowland come in there.
Kelly Rowland? Really?
Yeah, she's back with a fucking whole new album and new tracks.
So?
And then Kerry Hilson came on.
Oh, Kerry Hilson, man. That bitch is fine as hell.
The hell yeah, she is.
What the, is it on right now? What's on?
Yeah, it's on right now. Well, Kerry Hilson on MTV Jams, Fierce, female.
This is her very first song. I thought it was going to be something new.
Nope.
Yeah, I think after so long, I thought I came to the conclusion that she might be a lesbian.
Why is that?
Because of the title of her last CD or CD before that or some shit.
I mean, no boys allowed.
That, and then like on top of that, like the shit she was saying whenever she was talking about the CD.
Well, it's funny how it's entitled "No Boys Allowed," but yet she's got two tracks that features Chris Brown and Nelly.
The woman beater.
The fuck.
So on the tracks.
That's funny. No boys allowed, and yeah, you got Chris Brown on there.
Wait. It gets even better. It gets better. She's got J. Cole up on it as well, Rick Ross, and Kanye West.
Jeez, how many songs she do with Kanye, man? I know she did one.
then there's the deluxe edition that has a track featuring Timbaland. Well,
so this CD that is supposedly no boys has a whole lot of boys on it.
Okay, and she should have Chris Brown that bitch in the face.
Yeah.
She should.
Somebody should like remake that song.
Hell yeah.
Well, even though it's a classic now, you know, just by itself.
This is very true.
Oh, look, it's Andrew W.K. I didn't know that dude still existed.
Where?
On the channel you just had on.
Hold on. My bad. I'm actually on MTV Hits. I thought it was Dan's, but it was MTV.
I know what you meant, because I found the video, obviously.
Apparently his only success nowadays is to air guitar and air drum. He could be the fourth member of 3MB.
Yeah,
now I have to call 4MB.
Just found a new member.
Remember that one time they said they were going to have their first song and debut it on Raw? and it never happened?
It's because they did it on that, what's that shit called?
Tout.
On Tout, and you can only have 15-second things on there or some shit.
I didn't even remember what they did. I just remember it didn't happen.
Yeah, they were supposed to they're going to premiere it on that, but, you know, it was only 15 seconds, so nobody heard anything.
I don't even know what the fuck this shit is. It sounds retarded.
When I advised, they gave me all the payment details up front, and that's all I...
That sounds like a commercial.
No, before that, I went back to MTV Jam. That's some dude up in there. I don't know, even know who the fuck he is. But he's like fucking, I don't know, pulling a fucking R. Kelly in the church and shit.
Wait, he's in the church pissing on people?
Nah, like, it just looks like he took like a fucking, like, you know, it's still like a scene out of a fucking R. Kelly video. You know, like when he's like in the church, like, you know, like around the casket and shit.
Nope. Can't say it.
You sound retarded. You sound like a robot. You would be perfect for fucking the machine. Yeah, a.k.a. Heather Gaggon.
Man, you need a better name for her, man. You can't call her a machine.
Well, considering the fact we don't know what the hell. There's a dude or a chick or a fucking tranny or a crossdresser or a fucking drag queen. Terminator.
Did you say Terminator?
Yes, I think you just called her Terminator.
What the fuck?
Well, I mean, come on, for all we know, you know, she could be a fucking chick, like, a machine with a fucking, that looks like a chick, or a dude, or whatever the fuck it's supposed to be.
Oh, great, here goes Kendrick Lamar, Mr. Rambles. I don't understand why this dude blew up. I mean, it's probably because he can rap fast, is why.
Yeah. Maybe that's who this motherfucker is.
Yeah, if it's on MTV Jams, that's who it is.
Okay, so that's Kendrick Lamar.
Yes.
Where they go, like, all the fucking, like, all the people in white and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I didn't know who the fuck he was.
Yeah, that'd be him. He's also in that song with J-Rock.
I think J-Rock could have found somebody better.
You ain't gotta love it cause the hood gon' love it. You ain't gotta like it cause the hood gon' love it.
This ain't the fucking pussycat doll. Well, go smack the ginger.
Man, I would love to.
Here, we will give you some fight music for that.
Man, I can't can't be doing that.
Pretty good. Yeah.
Oh, great. Here's fat ass Rick Ross rapping about stupid shit.
Behold the king, the king of kings. On your knees, dog. From the place where the traitor lost both his name and his face. Through the halls and the corridors, sinking in blood, he tasted his grin and it tasted good. The king shook his head, left him broken and dead. Unable to tell, the king took their heads and he sent them to hell. Their screams echo loud in the place of their death. Ripped open, they die with their final breath. They hail the king, the king of kings.
She did it, but she made like a second video for With Your Love.
There's another version of that video?
Yeah.
And how was that different from this one?
Well, you know, well, the other version has Mike Posner in it.
Yeah, it's happening there. Why isn't he in this one?
Yeah, see, that's my question.
I mean, it's even on her CD with that dude.
Yeah, I know.
This song right here, man, it's actually kind of catchy, man, but it's fucking the same thing over and over again.
You know what? Hold on. This is So I think I know why this one is different. Because this video might have been. Let me see exactly when this video was done. Because don't forget, there's also two versions of Want You Back as well.
Man, there's like a million versions of that song.
So let's see. Apparently, this is supposed to be the U.S. version of that track.
Stupid U.S. versions.
So, With Your Love, the one with Mike Posner, so I guess is the U.K. version, whereas this is the U.S. version.
Well, that's fucking stupid.
Yeah.
Now, who the fuck are they?
They're called Little Mix.
I don't know, the blonde looks kind of good. I mean, again, they all look good, but... Looks like Sherwood has a new track that's going to be dropping soon, man.
Oh, yeah? What's that called?
It's All Good, featuring Neo.
Neo, man. What the hell?
And she has to do a track with Demi Lovato as well.
Oh, what the hell? Why?
I don't know.
Well, what the fuck is this? I refuse to buy another Lil Wayne album with Lil Wayne on it, out of respect for soldiers who lost their lives trying to hold this flag up. Come on now, man. There's so much wrong with what you just said right there. What the fuck are you buying albums with Lil Wayne on it anyway? Everybody makes mistakes. A public apology may change my mind. For now, please share this and boycott Wayne. Man, I've been boycotting that nigga for years.
I've been boycotting since the first time I heard him.
Come on, man. It took him stepping on an American flag for this to happen. Come on.
Who the fuck said that?
I don't fucking know. Somebody named Randall. I don't think he's on my page, though.
Where'd he put it?
Because somebody shared his shit. He shared his picture of Lil Wayne walking across the flag. Wow. that's how you upset people, like that. But they love his music any other time. Are you kidding me?
What the fuck is wrong with them? To love his music.
So, Chris, how many times are you going to watch Raw?
Yeah.
Hey, I only watched it for a second time today, and that's it.
Oh, fuck.
Every time I look on Facebook, it's, I'm watching Raw. It was so good.
Yeah, man. Fucking, I logged on. I saw from Chris watching the Mark Henry retirement segment again. I'm like, motherfucker, you just saw that shit yesterday.
Yeah, like, what the fuck?
That's the only second time I was watching Raw, total.
I'm sure Gil G's gonna love my fucking post here.
Probably not. Man, here's that same picture with the whole Wolverine Hulk thing, man. This is what WWE sees. And then it says what we see. Man, as soon as fucking CM Punk came out of the pay-per-view, man, I was like, man, motherfucker trying to be Wolverine and shit. And now that's the fucking joke for the next, like, couple months. AJ and Caitlyn. More exciting than Cena versus Ryback. Well, it definitely is, because we know Ryback's never going to fucking win. But here's a question.
Yeah.
Fucking, that dude and Ryback came in at the same fucking time, right? The whole Nexus bullshit.
Yep.
Yep.
And then they both, you know, left. And then they both came back. Ryback's been getting title shot after title shot after title shot. He can't fucking get anything. They
he
bring
can't even
this
win
fucking,
a fucking pay-per-view.
They bring this fucking guy in. He gets some count-out victories. And then all of a sudden he gets a title. So why the fuck they give him the Intercontinental title but they won't let Ryback win?
No idea.
When was the last time Ryback actually won a pay-per-view match that was in a squash match against a jobber?
When's the last time this damn dude they just brought in like 3 weeks ago win a match?
He never won a match.
And then that shitty-ass DDT that he did the... Who was he facing? Sin Cara?
Yeah.
The failed DDT he tried to do. So can you answer that, Chris?
Well, still, he won a pay-per-view match. It's like Ryback.
That's because they fucking let him, man. But only in like a fucking couple of weeks.
So we'll see if, you know, that post right there pisses people off enough to, you know, remove me from Facebook.
Well, if you still have friends after the damn post that you posted the last time, then I should be fine.
Well, yeah, it's
why
coming.
Are people obsessed with idiotic Lil Wayne? He's retarded as fuck. People who like Lil Wayne are just as retarded as the fucker. Should have died in his coma. Maybe the best thing that happened to the music. That's right.
Let's see what happens. Now let's see. Well, Gil G and Chris both like the comment. Well, post.
Oh, great. Now if somebody says something on this, I'm going to have to see it.
Me too.
No, man, because I'm tagged in it.
Lucky you.
Yeah, lucky me. Let's see all these people jump to his defense.
And they get deleted.
Like, he's really not that bad.
Yeah, well, you know what? The motherfuckers that comment saying he's not that bad, those are the motherfuckers I'm going to delete myself.
Well, that's one way to find out people you can delete. I mean, you know, instead of, you know, having to go to their page, you know, or IM them, like, what's up? And if they don't answer, you delete them. But this is an easier way.
Hell yeah. Yo, she's not bad, though. Fucking 7th Streeter.
Who cares about that?
Oh, God. Goodbye, Beyonce. Fucking Butterface.
Oh, come on, man. You can't tell me you would not fuck Beyonce.
Oh, you know, maybe if I put a fucking bag over her face.
She's not even ugly, man.
And, you know, and I was going to show him wearing a condom.
Wait, what?
I said, and I got to make sure I'm wearing a condom.
Well, yeah, man, you got to be safe, you know?
Yeah, especially that bitch. To the fact, you don't know what she has.
Well,
in the fact, you know,
does it really matter now? Now she is with Jay-Z and they got a kid and shit.
Man, look, that dude from fucking Double XL on fucking MTV Jam. And he did a fucking cartwheel. That's Action Bronson.
Where the fuck that is?
He was on the Double XL freshman class in 2013.
He's the freshman class? He's young? Looks like an old ass motherfucker.
Yeah, cutting a cake that's made of his own self. But I'm just really, you know, that motherfucker will be the next member of the fucking Wyatt family. I can definitely get behind. But I think we need to play some fucking Born from Pain. Here we go.
Not off the
we're back. It's all dead up on here, apparently.
Eh, whatever.
All right there, Chris.
Okay, Havoc.
On air with Ryan Seacrest, world premiere.
Ryan Seacrest?
Yep.
Get to the fist of his weak chest.
Nah, I'm getting my hands on the new track from Fair Lord and Neo.
And how are you going to do that with Ryan Seacrest?
Just downloaded it just now. Funny as all hell if he actually did that.
Yep.
Well, apparently someone named it. What's his damn name again? Something Sherman, Ed Sherman. Ed Sheeran tried to kill fucking Taylor Swift.
Tried to kill Taylor Swift?
Yeah.
So fuck. Man, all these people were very angry about this Lil Wayne thing, man. Maybe somebody will kill him. This damn picture that somebody posted, man, he looks all confused.
Well, he's a dumbass. Of course he's confused.
He's like, what? What do you mean I'm standing on the American flag?
No, it's probably more like, that's the flag for America? I've never seen that before.
Man, I'm waiting for a sniper to pick him off. Come on.
We're all hoping. I'm waiting.
Man, come on, man. Make my day.
Man, just get a fucking 9mm with a sign, sir. And take them out yourself.
Man, fuck that. Somebody else do it.
More than likely.
I want to wake up and see a fucking status on Facebook telling me that Lil Wayne is dead so I could like it.
Man, I'm right there with you with that one.
I would fucking love that.
That would be the best news I could ever possibly get.
Well, at least now his career is officially dead even more so. Just like Soulja Boy.
Yeah, just like Soulja Boy. Yeah, this is one way to get your career to disappear.
Now those two jackasses should collab with each other because they both killed their careers.
Speaking of Soulja Boy, I think that dude is literally dead. Like, you know, I haven't heard shit about that dude.
You can only pray.
He's probably coming up with another gay dance.
Who the fuck is this nigga?
That's Trey Songz.
Oh.
Oh, and apparently I hooked up Soulja Boy. Apparently it's rumored that he's signing the Cash Money.
Oh my god, no. Man, they really know how to pick them.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wait, when the hell did they when the hell did they bring him back from the dead?
Who?
Trey Songz.
He's been around.
Oh, man. He was killed in fucking,
Man, it was a movie.
Yeah, so. They could have pulled a fucking Bruce Lee and fucking Brandon Lee on him. And actually kill him.
That's the damn case, man. Fucking Paris Hilton died in 2005. But yet she's still around.
Yeah. In and out of jail.
Yeah, in and out of jail, sniffing cocaine.
So she's pretty much close to being dead.
Not really.
The more cocaine she does, she's gonna end up dead anyway.
Oh well, not my problem.
Exactly.
No, no. That song's gonna be stuck in my head now.
Now that's something that I'd probably scare the shit out of fucking Gilgi's parents. It's just
what?
All of a sudden you have to fucking dinner table and you just start singing Selena Gomez.
Come on, man, tell me you wouldn't fuck Selena Gomez.
Oh, yeah, I'd fuck her. And then I'd kill Justin Bieber and fucking steal her.
Man, that doesn't even matter, man. He's not a factor in this.
Wait, no. I'll kill Justin Bieber first. And after he's dying, fuck this shit out. Swing a gun in front of him.
Here, man, I'm going to get this sweater right here. It's a cheeseburger. Like, what the fuck? Why would somebody want to wear a sweater to make you look like a giant cheeseburger?
I don't know. Ask Phil.
Ask who? Who's Phil?
Dan Margera's father.
Why would Phil know?
Because of the fact one day Bam got, bored, so he fucking ironed on fucking cheeseburgers to his fucking shirt.
I remember that, okay. But I'm saying he doesn't have this sweater, though.
No, but every single one of his t-shirts has, and fucking shorts has them.
Man, imagine if I bought these sweaters, man, then I would just be like Tyler, the Creator.
Oh, God.
A fucking moron.
I agree with you, because of the fact I actually saw a TV show that he put out. It's on fucking Adult Swim. Man, it sucks.
He put out a TV show?
Loiter Squad. It's on Adult Swim. It's created by him.
But what is it?
As far as I can tell, it's a bunch of fucking drag queens.
Yeah, this sounds about like him and all them people he raps with. What's their names? Odd Future. Him and his cat t-shirts.
Let me see, yeah, I can tell you that thing you want to report of that shit. Gotta search it. Yeah, because I was watching that shit like fucking a couple nights ago. I was like, what the fuck is this bullshit? And I saw the creator, I was like, fuck this.
Here, this is for Chris. Gets frozen in carbonite. Still kicks out of 2.
Okay, here we go.
If you missed it, that was a John Cena joke, Chris. That was for you.
I heard it.
Oh yeah? You can't laugh at that, but you'll share everything about hating Cena on your fucking dick. Well, it got quiet. Why?
That's Kavik.
Kavik, what the hell are you doing? Really? That's what you're doing. Sick motherfucker.
Well, you asked, so, you know, I admitted my phone so you could hear what I was doing.
Couldn't you have just said you're pissing instead of making me hear you piss?
You guys waited till afterwards and then told us.
Jeez, man.
But anyways, yeah, no, that fucking show, Water Squad, is a creation of Tyler the Creator, Jasper Dolphin, Taco Bennett, Elboy, and Earl Sweatshirt.
Man, that must be all him and them fucking retard friends that he got.
And it's fucking retarded.
They're retarded.
Well, no shit.
Well, if they're retarded, everything they make is going to be retarded.
Yeah. I mean, I think the only good thing they actually did about that entire one episode is that they had fucking Chris Pontius in it.
Their whole one episode.
Yeah.
They had one episode, that was it?
No, they had more episodes, but I'm just saying that the one episode that I watched, you know, they had Chris Pontius in it. If you don't remember Chris Pontius, I'm talking about the dude from Jackass.
I know, man. I know.
We all know who he is.
I just didn't realize we were supposed to care.
Exactly.
Who the fuck this bitch?
A bitch.
Well, besides
that was
Decker,
a good one. Yes. know
named,
what the fuck that is, what is putting me to sleep?
Someone named Sky Ferreira? Ferreira? Something.
Chicken nuggets.
We'll call it that, Sky Chicken Nuggets. Because I ain't pronouncing that last name, so from now on, she'll be dubbed Sky
here's
Chicken Nuggets.
So here's another question. Would you fuck Jesse J?
Yes.
I only say that because she looks real good in this video that's on right now.
Yeah, I'd fuck the shit out of her. In this video, would that be Domino's?
Did you say afterwards you'll eat some Domino's?
Yep, it's Domino.
No, I know what it is.
Yeah, I actually have that video on my computer somewhere.
So what the hell? How far behind is your TV?
Oh, no, I paused it.
What do you mean you paused it? What the fuck?
Yeah. Now, fast forward my TV.
Well, I don't have that luxury.
But I do have that video on my computer. Well,
wonderful.
Not that specific video, exactly. I have a different version of that video.
Well, that must be the U.S. version.
Nope. It would actually be Chrissy, Jess, and Jackie. Ghetto G calls them the little girls.
Ah, you sick bastard.
Hey, Jackie's legal. Jackie's 21.
Good man, get off those little kids, Havoc. I'm not going to tell you again.
Now, who the fuck is this bitch? Anna something.
Somebody's gonna sing about cups.
But why is she singing about cups?
Same reason she's playing with a cup.
Well, maybe she has OCD, so she's thinking about it.
That ain't nothing to joke about, but that's seriously some shit that they do. Why would she put that in her video?
I have no clue. I'm sure she's gonna start doing it to the customers, fucking cups too.
What the? I wonder how long it took. I wonder how long it took to make his video.
Maybe they all have OCD.
Come on, man. Seriously, how long do you think it took for them to all learn how to do that?
I have no clue. Those are some big bitches.
I know, right? Should give him Chris's number. Can you believe this is a video right now?
We have another vote for Riders.
Well, that was random. Oh, here she goes again.
Did she say we're going to miss her by her taco?
I don't know. I can't hear the words.
I heard the word taco, but that's all.
Dude,
all
she,
I heard.
Wait, hold on, hold on. That was the whole video?
Yeah.
Wow.
that was a stupid video.
She wasted her money.
Yeah.
Oh, no, not this bitch.
What the fuck is this?
Some stupid bitch singing about gangster shit.
Get her, I'm gonna get Chris, there you go. Let's keep this thing, Cat and Dahlia. Get her and then remake Gangsta here.
I am never making that song over again.
Yeah, you guys could ramble on about gangster shit. You can talk about how you keep your pimp hand strong.
Your pimp hand strong? Gangster, yeah? That'd be the worst remix ever.
But no, this you should get this girl, man. She's actually kind of hot or whatever, and people seem to like her. Although this song right here is terrible.
It really is.
Why the hell do girls have to sing about gangster shit? It's
but that's just that one sexy ass Puerto Rican though.
But you never pop nothing.
So you were gangster, but you ain't got a pimp hand strong.
No, motherfucker, I was singing that 50 Cent song.
I mean, fun of that shit.
But no, because the lyrics in the song, that girl goes something like that, you know, something similar to that Wangsta song.
Yeah, it does.
Wait, hold on, man. Is this the same girl that sang that other song, what's it called? Called Tag Me or some shit?
Let's find out.
Bye.
No, but she did a video, a song called I Love My Zoo.
that's wonderful.
Though fucking Chris and her do a track, fucking Chris is there fucking singing Gangster the Outgoes, and she starts fucking out, coming out with So You a Gangster, what is that? He's like, he's in the same fucking course that she used for this shit.
No, she could say, you say you a gangster, but you got no hot girls. Now that's a track I would listen to.
I don't know, but fucking Chris actually reminds me of that dude from that movie 21.
Which one?
Because of the fact Chris's type of girls are the ones who won't have sex with him.
That won't have sex with him?
Yep.
Oh, fuck.
Come on, man, like, there's a fucking, I think it's like 21 and over or something like that, that new one that came out.
I thought 21 was that Counting Cards movie.
Well, they don't have sex with animals like you did, Havoc, with that.
Chewbacca. Oh, shit, Chris.
That was that. It was like a horse.
Yeah, well, you had sex with Chewbacca. And
dude,
I did
was,
not.
That was totally not a fucking Chewbacca sound.
That was my worst try at it.
And anyway.
And you licked her today.
And what? You said you licked her today.
No, I haven't had any liquor today, like alcohol. I'm better at making noises when I've had alcohol.
You better at making noises when you had alcohol.
Yep.
That's just weird.
Exactly.
I'll never do that again. That's the type of shit you say to like some chick or something in private, man. You're saying that to us.
I better make a weird noise and make it butt Chewbacca and shit when I've had alcohol.
But that still sounds wrong. Never say that ever again.
Man, maybe Havoc is just a Star Wars fan and he had a fetish where he wanted to have sex with Chewbacca. Okay?
I think that's the truth.
Oh, Chris, I believe you are forgetting you did fuck your dog.
Nope.
And again, maybe Chris was curious on bestiality, so he tried it.
So I guess both me and Abby tried it. Did he try it with Chewbacca? And apparently I tried it with the dog.
Wait, hold on, man. Are you actually agreeing to this? Like, that's...
I don't even give a fuck to disagree, because if you do, I never did. Abby's going to do it, so...
All right, fine. Here, we'll settle it right now. You both had sex with an animal. Done.
Exactly. And having some bots to play a track.
It's just pink. Oh, yeah.
Oh, no. Is that what it is? Take it back.
Man,
what
that's
the fuck is that?
That's Kessel.
Kill it.
Man, that fucker.
No, kill it.
I fuck her first, then kill her.
I like how she thinks she looks hot like that.
Yeah, like that, no. I mean, her other videos, she look good. Like fucking TikTok, she look good in that one.
Man, let's go back. Let's go back to the one on the radio. They were talking about how she probably smells like beer. Oh, what the fuck is that? Get this. Fuck him.
The fuck is up with the... the fuck? Will I am is a fucking astronaut. What the fuck? Well, I guess he really did go to Mars.
That's Havoc's bathroom right there, man. He got a big tattoo, man, in his bathroom.
Hell no. Chris might. There we go. Now Kessel looks good.
Damn it, Havoc. Get away from the
bathroom. What? Hey, look, there's Chris, the old homeless dude, fucking giving a black chick massage.
So now Havoc wants to be a homeless dude giving a black chick a massage. Wow.
I
Nobody
said you.
Thank you looking so much.
Chris, I said man, you.
Man, homeless people around here, man, they got it good.
I've always thought about faking being homeless just to get money easily.
Oh, fuck.
Really?
Well, then again, Chris. Then again, Chris would play the part of a homeless person pretty well, though.
Exactly. It can make like $1,000 in a day. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, right, dude. I want to see you make $1,000 pretending to be homeless.
Yeah, because Chris realized homeless people don't really make that much money.
Actually, they do. They dress the part well.
I was like, this homeless dude or whatever, talking about, give me some money, man. I was like, motherfucker, you give me some money, man. I'm broke as hell. Fuck you mean, give you some money.
Really? Did I just have this nigga back up on MTV Jams again? Man, someone should just shoot Kendrick Lamar.
Wait, the same video is on again?
They have a different one on now. Never mind, maybe it's not Kendrick Lamar. Kenny Roosevelt featured Hit Boy.
Yeah, even with your fast forward button and shit, man, my shit's going for you.
The Dream. Who the fuck is The Dream?
I didn't realize he still made music anymore. Holy shit, that bitch got a big ass.
Yeah, she does.
Was a bizarre visual piece of soul, words, and candy canes. Come on, now they got gay shit up on there now.
What are you laughing at? The fact that that stupid dude in Mayday's he recognized comes out on Tuesday?
No, the fact that I'm going back and forth between it. Baltimore getting channels as fast as all hell, just trying to play up next. Hey, Ghetto.
Oh.
Yo, is it just me, or does that dude look like a combination between Drew Hill and R. Kelly?
I don't know who it was.
I don't know, but he looked like both.
Maybe he is his cousin.
Maybe.
Gandhi, Gandhi. Gandhi, Gandhi.
No.
Has Patrick gone retarded?
Nope.
Yes.
I was asking Ghetto, and I agree with him.
Hiari Pamu Pamu.
English, motherfucker.
Motherfucker.
That's the chick's name. her name is Kiari Pamu Pamu.
Pamu Pamu.
Yes, Japanese. There we go, I found the music video for that shit. And I'll send it to Ghetto G.
No.
Throw that shit out for?
I don't know. Apparently, it was the lady's kid that was throwing it out or something, and I guess he didn't want it anymore.
Damn. Kid stupid.
So then she took it and she's like, "Here, you want this?" I was like, "Hell yeah, I'll take this." Got like 16 matches on there with like, you know, like Ric Flair, Hulk Hogan, Sergeant Slaughter and all them.
Damn.
Why the hell did the dude smell the apple and make a weird ass face?
I have no clue.
Apparently there's some fucking worms in it or something.
Or it's fucking rotten. Yeah, there, somebody farted on it and gave it to him.
No, but didn't you just see that part of the video? He, like, bit it, and then there was something crawling out of it.
Yeah. At the same time, then he smelled it. They gave a fucking weird, like a weird fucking look. But yeah, he's still keeping the same apple.
he's a broke nigga. The hell, man, this bitch is getting naked.
Hell yeah. Then she walks away.
Yeah, typical bitch shit.
Yep.
What the fuck is that? No. Is that who the fuck that was? off?
Yeah. I didn't even, you know, I didn't even think he was still making music.
I remember I used to beat that dude's ass in Def Jam.
No, fuck off.
Who the hell is that? That's Slick Rick?
No, Doe. Featuring T.I. and Juicy J.
I'm just saying, he's wearing a fucking eye patch. Why is he wearing an eye patch?
I have no clue.
Arr, nigger. Arr. In his hood, he makes people walk the plank.
Arr, you stole my weed. Walk the plank.
Walk the plank. Meanwhile, the plank is like in a playground or something.
Yeah, and all they're really doing is, you know, dropping into a fucking sandbox.
Yeah.
Man, what the fuck is that up with niggas and fucking eye patches nowadays?
I don't know, man. Is it Rick Ross?
Yeah.
Why is he wearing an eye patch?
I have no clue.
Where the hell did you see that at?
No, because isn't that what you said? Fucking Rick Ross when he saw the eye patch?
No. I said Slick Rick.
Oh.
You know, like the original dude that came into the rap game with an eye patch on?
Yeah. I still don't get that one.
But now, nowadays, years later, people are fucking wearing eye patches.
Which really makes absolutely no sense.
I don't know. I guess black people feel the need to wear even more ridiculous shit than they already do.
I guess so.
Like at 2 Chainz, dude, man. He made that song, I'm Different or some shit. And he wears, like, leopard print clothes and shit like that.
And I hope to God I don't fucking see that video.
I'm like, man, you're not
fucking...
And
now that video's probably about to be played on MTV because you said that.
Well, you're not different at all, man. You're pretty much just fitting in wearing that.
Yeah, pretty much.
Just more of in the gay crowd.
Yeah, he and that dude are probably fucking close friends.
And then these damn people that wear these fucking glasses, man, when they don't need them.
Exactly.
It's like, yes, you don't look good in them. Take them off. Oh, not this fucking moron. Somebody punch him in the mouth so we can understand what he's saying.
French Montana is a moron and a retard.
He just looks like a douchebag.
He really does.
Or dumb bitch, as Havoc calls DBs.
Yeah, or dumb bitch, whatever.
Well, this dude definitely looks like a dumb bitch.
I wish somebody would just rob him, man. Steal his fucking car right there.
I wish, you know, someone just stabbed him between the eyes.
Like, what was fucking P. Diddy thinking when he signed this guy?
I don't think he was. I think he was on crack at the time.
I mean, it was probably during whenever he was trying to rap again.
Ooh. Hello, Sierra. Yo, fucking Sierra looks good, though.
Yeah, most of the time. Now that everybody stopped thinking that she was a dude.
Yeah, why the fuck did everybody think that she was a dude, though? That's my question. I mean, clearly she's got shit. Hey,
look
at the chick.
Look, she's in love with Future. She's like, I can't even understand you without the auto-tune.
Yeah, I won't lie, yeah, my favorite track by her is definitely 1-2-Step.
No, fuck out of here with that. See, Havoc, this is how the bedroom's supposed to look. Not like Return of the Jedi. Well, I take it back. I mean, there are some hot scenes in that movie.
Hell yeah.
We'll say the first Star Wars.
Your hair in just 4 weeks.
I think he looks 10 years better with his hair now.
Easily.
I go to MTVU. I don't know what the fuck this shit's supposed to be.
Havoc, what the fuck did you just say? What the fuck is this shit? You can't even answer that. Why is this Asian girl running down the street with a piece of French toast in her mouth?
I don't know.
Man, Chris, you can make a better song than this. Chewy, 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 love. That's really the word.
Like a Japanese
man.
Video.
Chewy, 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 chewy.
I didn't know that Chewy rhymes with Chewy.
This is so fucking gay. Asian bitch singing about candy.
Wow. I think Havoc can make a better song than this.
Man, Havoc only likes this because it looks like stupid ass anime shit.
Of course.
And the Asian chick's kind of hot.
Nah, not really.
Why
did this video stop? It said fuck. Because
it was that bad.
For.
Finally got a fucking video up on MTV. Anything good on fucking MTV hits or jams yet?
No.
No. No. Motherfucking black dude always feels the need to fucking throw up the West Side sign up in a fucking music video. West Side! I mean, come on. Really?
Are you mad because you can't throw it up?
But I don't want to throw it up. The only time I ever throw that up is for the fucking with clown. Not for fucking West Side.
We talking about you, West Side clown.
Wait, there are clowns on the West Coast? I'm shocked.
Oh,
yeah, X-Men, it's fucking it's Loopy Fiasco. X-Men, what?
I like that one song where he pretty much called out Obama and said, fuck him. Where he made that bad bitch song.
Yeah, I remember that.
I was like, yeah, man, now if only females would actually understand that. Push your right hand in the air. We're gonna take the oath.
I solemnly swear. Never claim to be perfect, but that ain't cool. Bitch, you sound too much like Lil Wayne. Go fucking die. Sorry, but D1 sounds too much like Lil Wayne.
What? Are you talking about MTV Jams?
Yeah.
What is that thing, man? Now would that thing threaten you on Twitter?
Yes.
Oh, I know who the hell that black dude is, man. Really care less about
him. Yeah. He sounds too much like Lil Wayne. He's fucking retarded. And he should be shot in the fucking head.
Superman!
Then throw him in a volcano.
Yeah, even though there's no volcanoes around here.
Yeah, we'll take them to the fucking west side. Take them to the west coast. In the black is the magic, really. Get out. Or we just take him. Nick Cannon, go the fucking way and get a fucking life.
Hey, man, he got Mariah Carey.
Yeah.
Did it say a new season of Wildin' Out?
Yeah.
The show hasn't been on forever. Why are they bringing it back?
I don't know.
Man, here you go. Nigga said he don't like me. I ain't even know he knew me.
Thank you. You know, especially in a bad truck. I mean, yeah, like, you know, like, I don't usually like plug in 30 Seconds to Mars, but this is actually isn't that bad of a fucking song.